Welcome back. Final segment tonight. Who's talking live from an empty almost empty Greensboro Coliseum. That will not be the case tomorrow afternoon as the 57th annual tournament gets underway. Frank is going to give us our first Capital Bank Where People Matter play of the game, and then we're going to go to our next guest.
Well, in an unusual set of circumstances tonight, we've made the decision to recognize none other than Alan Fisher back in Richmond at WRNL. And right here on premises down here at the Greensboro Coliseum, none other than Dave Stite. The two of them, about an hour ago, were able to get us hooked up, and the ISD in line was squared away. We got all the sound checks done.
Which some people will view as good news, some will view as not so good news.
Well, the non-Wahoos, maybe. The real Wahoos, we know we still have a fighting chance tomorrow.
All right, we have a guest with us, a voice that will be very familiar to the Richmond audience, Mike Maniscalco. Mike became a very good friend when I was doing the broadcast for Virginia down here, 620 The Buzz in the Raleigh area, doing a talk show in the morning. Mike, thanks for joining us. Another ACC tournament for all of us.
Another ACC tournament here at the Greensboro Coliseum, and as you mentioned, Jim, should have a couple more fans here tomorrow. The light blue, though, on Thursday. We had to educate Carolina fans this morning on yes, there actually is basketball on Thursday during the ACC tournament. And the horn goes to let me know. Thank you, guys. It's been great.
If you didn't think we were at the Coliseum, that proved it right now.
And now, Mike,
you're doing some play-by-play during the tournament. Which games are you going to do?
I'll be doing the play-by-play for the North Carolina game, taking on, of course, Georgia Tech, the 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. I'll also be doing Wake Forest against Miami. I'll be doing Color 4. The Wahoos against Boston College, because still a little bit familiar with the program and looking forward to that game. And, you know, Boston College certainly is going to be a tough out with good players like Joe Trapani and Reggie Jackson. But, you know, strange things happen in this tournament every single year.
Well, from a point south of Charlottesville, looking north, what has been your observation of the Virginia Cavaliers this year?
Well, at first it was what a great job Tony Bennett did coming in right away and installing his brand of basketball. And we all thought that Virginia was going to play games, you know, 39-38. That was a reputation that he had had. But this was a basketball team that played up tempo. He showed that they could play in the ACC. Certainly, the one vantage point that we all looked at was the offense was Sylvan Landisberg. He had to go for 25 every night for this team to have a real chance to compete in the ACC. And then, of course, when Sylvan is asked off of the team for a little bit, the chances of this team making any damage here in the ACC went down just from our vantage point in Raleigh.
You're in Raleigh. What about NC State? Sidney Lowe and the Wolfpack, how are the fans handling? I guess maybe they may be a little disappointed that they haven't made more progress to date.
Yeah, they are, but they are hopeful for the future because of the recruiting class that's coming in. Ryan Harrow, he's already going to be in. They've got a whole bunch of players who they're already excited about, who are already in camp. But the big name is C.J. Leslie, who they feel if they can get C.J. Leslie, they can be an NCAA tournament team next year. So that's the big question.
And he plays what position?
He's going to be able to be a three or a four. Ryan Harrow is the point guard who they're bringing in, and that's been the biggest issue for NC State, with Javi Gonzalez not being able to get the job done or Farnell DeGann not being able to get the job done. You know, it's just been, okay, one guy's hot, next guy's cold. They can't get consistency there. And Sidney Lowe, there's been a lot of questions. Is he in trouble? Is his job on the line? Next year is a big year for Sidney Lowe and the NC State Wolfpack with the kids coming in.
You know, if you stop your typical Wolfpack fan, there is some anxiety now. And it didn't used to be the case a couple of years ago. And now, you know, I guess they sort of miss Herb Sendek.
You bring that up, and they all bristle at Herb Sendek, saying, he left, we didn't run him out. Although, yeah. Jim and I were at the tournament where we could at least go to the contrary.
Well, maybe it's a little easier for the Wolfpack, given that North Carolina is struggling this year.
Absolutely. Believe it or not, they are. But even though North Carolina is struggling, they still beat the Wolfpack twice this year, so they can hold it over
their
heads.
Who wins the tournament?
Duke wins the tournament.
Mike Maniscalco, thanks for joining us
Jim
for a couple of minutes.
Great to be back.
Mike, good
Frank,
to see
thank you.
You.
Great to see you guys.
All right, Jim and Mike and all of our good listeners, we certainly enjoyed our visit here, an hour here courtside at the Greensboro Coliseum, right here on the eve of the 57th annual ACC tournament.
And we'll make way now for Corey Alexander and Dave Kane to do their pre-conference show on WRVA, our sister station. Otherwise, I guess, who's talking back next Wednesday night? At 6 o'clock.
Looking forward to maybe Terry Gates coming with us next week to break down how the tournament shook out and, you know, how Virginia did.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We will talk to you next Wednesday night at 6.
Looking forward to it.